A new machine in the Sanford Underground Lab is helping scientists study the elements of the universe. This is the first of its kind in the U.S. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's China Lockett reports.
The Compact Accelerator System for Performing Astrophysical Research, or CASPER, project is getting ready to collect data about the universe. CASPER uses a low-energy particle accelerator beam to help scientists understand what elements stars create. Michael Weischer is a professor of nuclear physics and lab director at the University of Notre Dame. He says the first stars were developed almost 400 years ago after what scientists refer to as the Big Bang. But there have been many star generations since then. Humans are made of some of the same elements found in stars.
So we basically kind of repeat the reactions which take place in stars and see how strong they are, how fast they go, how much energy release, because the energy release stabilizes the star, and the change in abundance of the different elements is determined by the nuclear reactions there.
Weischer says these elements keep stars alive, kind of like an engine. He says different elements are gradually added into each star generation.
When you look at the abundance distribution today, you have a big mass from all sorts of stellar sources, explosions, stellar burning, and our task is sort of to analyze that, to see what comes from there.
He says that can help researchers understand how long stars live and how the Earth developed. Weischer says research involves nuclear physics, astronomy, and other fields of study. He says CASPER has been placed nearly a mile underground to prevent cosmic rays from interfering. The team plans to start collecting data in the fall. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.